Welcome to another North Point Counseling Perspective, a podcast that addresses the intricate tapestry of relational and mental health issues. I'm your host, counselor and author, John Sternfels. Join us as we provide insights from a counseling perspective that unravels the complexities of the heart and mind. So grab your headphones, settle in, and let's explore another episode of a North Point Counseling Perspective. In this podcast, I will discuss the topic of empathy. I am sure everyone has heard empathy described as standing in another's shoes. While this is partly true, it doesn't give us the complete picture of genuine empathy. Empathy involves understanding and connecting with someone else's emotions and perspective, but it also requires acknowledging and respecting the differences in someone's experience. It is essential to avoid projecting your own experience onto others and assuming you know exactly what they're going through. To truly practice empathy, we need to listen and actively seek to understand someone's perspective. What this means is being present in the moment, setting aside our own biases and assumptions, and being open to learning from someone else's experiences. Empathy is not about fixing someone's problem or imposing our beliefs onto them. Instead, it's about providing emotional support, validating someone's feelings, and fostering a deeper connection with them. Empathy is more important than ever as we continue to navigate challenging times. By dispelling the myth that empathy is solely about putting ourselves in someone else's shoes, we can cultivate a deeper and more authentic form of empathy that respects the unique experiences and emotions of others. Empathy is the ability to understand, be aware of, be sensitive to, and vicariously experience the feelings, thoughts, and experiences of others. It involves seeing things from another person's perspective, sympathizing with their emotions, and building stronger relationships by connecting with their thoughts and feelings. Empathy enables individuals to share experiences, needs, and desires with others, fostering compassionate behavior and pro-social interactions. Empathy is a fundamental aspect of human connection, playing a pivotal role in the dynamics of relationships. It is the ability to understand and share another person's feelings, step into their shoes per se, and see the world from their perspective. In the realm of relationships, empathy serves as a cornerstone for building trust, fostering intimacy, and navigating the complexities of human emotions. One key element of a healthy and thriving relationship is the ability to empathize with one's partner or spouse. This involves actively listening to their thoughts and feelings, acknowledging their experiences, and validating their emotions. Empathy goes beyond mere sympathy. It is a deeper, more profound understanding that forms the basis of a strong emotional connection. Empathy can bridge the gap between individuals with unique backgrounds, personalities, and life experiences in a romantic relationship. When partners are empathetic, they create a safe place and space for open communication and vulnerability. This emotional attunement enables them to support each other through joyous moments and challenging times. Empathy also plays a crucial role in resolving conflicts within relationships. Instead of approaching disagreements with defensiveness or a desire to be right, empathetic partners seek to understand each other's perspectives. This understanding helps to de-escalate conflicts as individuals feel heard and validated, laying the groundwork for finding common ground and compromise. Furthermore, empathy contributes to a relationship's overall well-being by promoting mutual respect and consideration. When individuals prioritize understanding each other's feelings, they are more likely to engage in acts of kindness, demonstrate patience, and show genuine interest in each other's lives. These behaviors strengthen the emotional bonds that underpin a successful partnership. Cultivating empathy in a relationship requires active effort and a willingness to prioritize emotional connection. This involves practicing effective communication, actively listening without judgment, and being attuned to nonverbal cues. Additionally, it requires a genuine curiosity about each other's inner worlds and a commitment to continuous growth and understanding. In essence, empathy is a powerful force in relationships, acting as a catalyst for intimacy, trust, and mutual support. It is the glue that binds individuals together, fostering a deep connection that transcends the ups and downs of life. Empathy becomes the guiding light as partners navigate the intricate dance of human emotions, illuminating the path towards a fulfilling and enduring connection. Okay, so you ask, how do we start? Well, I encourage you to take some notes here as I will break down empathy building into 12 dimensions. Developing empathy is a valuable skill that involves understanding and sharing the feelings of others. Here are some practical tips to help you enhance your empathy. First is by actively listening. Pay close attention to what others are saying. Make eye contact and nod to show that you are engaged. Avoid interrupting and genuinely focus on the speaker. The second is putting yourself in their situation. Imagine how the other person is feeling by putting yourself in their situation. Consider their perspective and experiences. Third is by learning how to ask open-ended questions. Encourage your partner or spouse to share their thoughts and feelings by asking questions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This helps to uncover deeper emotions and thoughts. Fourth is by learning to read nonverbal cues. Pay attention to body language and facial expressions. Nonverbal cues often convey emotions more accurately than words. Fifth is by learning how to validate emotions. You do this by acknowledging and validating the other person's feelings. Express empathy by saying, "I can imagine that must be tough for you." Sixth is by cultivating curiosity. By genuinely being interested in other people's lives and stories, ask about their experiences, thoughts, and feelings. Seventh is by practicing mindfulness. Be present in the moment and fully engage in your interactions. Mindfulness can help you become more aware of your own emotions and those of others. Eighth is by reading empathy-enhancing literature. Explore literature, books, or articles, focusing on empathy and understanding different perspectives. Stories can be powerful tools for developing empathy. Ninth is by volunteering or engaging in community service. Get involved in activities that expose you to diverse perspectives that allow you to help others. Volunteering can create a deeper understanding of the different challenges people face. Tenth is by reflecting on your own experiences. Consider your own struggles and emotions. Reflecting on your experiences can make you more attuned to the emotions of others. And 11th is by seeking feedback. Ask for feedback from family, friends, or colleagues about how empathetic you come across. Use this feedback to make adjustments and continue improving. And lastly, the 12th dimension. The 12th dimension is developing emotional intelligence. Enhance your emotional awareness and regulate your own emotions. Understanding and managing your own feelings can help you connect with others on a more deeper level. Remember, developing empathy is an ongoing process that involves practice and self-reflection. It's about creating meaningful connections with others and understanding their experiences more deeply. Well, there you have it. As I wrap up this episode on empathy, I hope this has sparked a deeper understanding of the power of empathy in your life. Empathy is not just a soft skill. It's a fundamental force that connects us, transcending boundaries and fostering meaningful connections. Empathy serves as a bridge in a world that often seems divided, allowing us to relate to another experience, understand, and ultimately unite. As we navigate the complexities of our daily lives, let's challenge ourselves to cultivate empathy in every interaction. Empathy creates a more compassionate and understanding world. Remember, small acts of empathy can have a ripple effect, creating waves of positive change. Whether it's lending a listening ear, offering a helping hand, or simply showing kindness, each gesture contributes to a more empathetic society. Thank you for listening to A North Point Counseling Perspective. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please click like and don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Until next time, let's continue to build a world where empathy reigns and understanding prevails. Take care of yourselves and each other.